For this experience, we'll be praying with John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. I encourage you to have your Bible with you and your journal as well. The wedding at Cana. In this experience, we'll be using the process of pray like a pirate. ARRR, acknowledge, relate, respond, receive. So as we read through this passage the first time, try and get in touch with your feelings. Whatever is going on in your heart or in your mind or your soul, just be honest right now. Try to be aware of whatever you've been going through during this day, whatever you might be preoccupied by, whatever you might be experiencing. Just try to get in touch with and acknowledge your feelings. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one, but you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs in Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. After this, he and his mother, his brothers, and his disciples went down to Capernaum and stayed there only a few days. Take a moment now to acknowledge your feelings. The disciples and Jesus were all invited to this wedding, and the wine was running short. And so Mary must have felt concern or compassion or a desire for this wonderful celebration to continue on. Mary must have saw the goodness and the beauty of this wedding celebration and the joy that wine brings. And so after she feels this, whatever she is feeling, she then relates it to Jesus and she says, "They have no wine." Notice she then receives whatever Jesus will say, and he says to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." And then Mary responds. His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now that we've had an overview of the scripture passage and how acknowledge, relate, respond, and receive worked in the life of Mary, speaking to Jesus, take some time now to acknowledge your own feelings. What are you feeling right now? What's going on in your life? What's going on in your heart, in your soul, in your mind? Just take a moment now to pause and acknowledge and journal whatever you would like.